The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Let's begin with doing a metta practice tonight. And the one I want to do tonight is one that I am very, very fond of. It's a loving kindness practice that was developed after 9/11. By someone at New York Insight. And it's when it was first articulated, it had 11 or 12 iterations. So the first one was for the people in the towers, and then their friends and families, and then the first responders and their friends and families. And then it was about sort of the people in the area there, and just kept, it kept getting bigger and bigger, the leaders of the country, then more leaders of the world. And at one point, at about 11 or 12, it was for the friends and families of those responsible for the attacks. And it was so moving to me that there was this reminder that the people who did this had people who loved them and cared for them and were grieving. And this is the loving kindness practice that I usually use at the correctional facility, because it's a little more pragmatic. It's a little more general. It just seems that it really resonates with the offenders. So we'll do that for about 10 minutes. And just again, let the words just resonate. It's also interesting, when I perform weddings, I use this one. And for the two people who are getting married, for their friends and families, and it's, it's kind of a hit in the prison. It's a hit at weddings. It's a great metta practice. So I hope you'll enjoy it. May we be well, safe, and peaceful. May we be well, safe, and peaceful. May we be free from the suffering caused by fear, anger, and ill will. May we be free from the suffering caused by fear, anger, and ill will. May we find forgiveness for the inevitable harms we bring to one another. May we find forgiveness for the inevitable harms we bring to one another. May we cultivate loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. May we cultivate loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. May we live in peace and harmony with all beings. May we live with peace and harmony for all beings. May we be well, safe, and peaceful. May we be free from the suffering caused by fear, anger, and ill will. May we find forgiveness for the inevitable harms we bring to one another. May we cultivate loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. May we live in peace and harmony with all beings. May our families and friends be well, safe, peaceful. May our families and friends be free from the suffering caused by fear, anger, and ill will. May our families and friends find forgiveness for the inevitable harms we bring to one another. May our families and friends cultivate loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. May our families and friends live in peace and harmony with all beings. May all persons everywhere be well, safe, peaceful. May all persons everywhere be free from the suffering caused by fear, anger, and ill will. May all persons everywhere find forgiveness for the inevitable harms we bring to one another. May all persons everywhere cultivate loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. May all persons everywhere live in peace and harmony with all beings.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.